note that only $750,000 is deductible. So if you buy a house for $1.8 million and you have a huge interest payment, you take $750,000 divided by 1.8 million, whatever ratio that is the percentage of your mortgage interest, which is going to be deductible. Hey, it's Justin Harvey. Thanks for tuning into the Anesthesia and Pain Management Success Podcast. With APM Success, we take a close look at important topics pertaining to business, practice management, personal finance, and careers for anesthesiologists and pain management physicians. We work hard to take your critical questions straight to the experts. Thanks for listening. Welcome to episode 233 of APM Success. This week, I'm going to be addressing the counterpoint to last week's episode about why I think homeownership is a bad idea. It's not actually a bad idea, but sometimes the benefits are overrated. But before I get into the details, a couple quick announcements. Anyone who is part of the NANS community, there is a contract negotiation expert panel coming up on March 18th from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern. Yours truly is going to be participating along with a few other physicians who are experts in pain management contracts, contract negotiation, partnership agreements, et cetera. So if you're thinking about a job switch or you're a fellow and looking at different offers, you're going to want to check that out March 18th, 7 to 8 p.m. In addition, I just registered for the Aspen Conference in July, the 11th to the 13th. That's going to be a lot of fun. A couple events I'm working on with a couple friends in Miami. So if you're going to be there, let me know and would love to invite you to maybe a dinner, maybe a happy hour, maybe some other fun stuff to be determined. And then finally, this spring, I've been doing a number of presentations for anesthesia and pain management departments for financial literacy, how to build wealth, how to get a good deal on your first attending role in terms of contracts, how to think about different practice models in anesthesiology, those types of things. If you're interested in having me come and address your colleagues on a topic like this, drop me a line, justin@apmsuccess.com, and we can talk about getting that on the books. I probably have room for a couple more over the next couple months and happy to try to coordinate there. Okay, with those announcements out of the way, let's talk about homeownership. Last week, I talked about how the benefits of homeownership are perhaps overblown because of the amortization schedule on a 30-year mortgage. And as a great exercise, if you go to the Zillow mortgage calculator and you punch in a mortgage in whatever amount that you're going to purchase a home in, and then you go to the full schedule where you see every month the payment that you're making, how much is interest, how much is taxes, how much is insurance, and then how much is principal, what you're going to find is that a tiny fraction of the amount that you pay goes to principal. Now, one of the things that I didn't really mention, but that does warrant mentioning, especially as you're thinking about what are the upsides, is that mortgage interest is tax deductible. So that, among several others, are benefits that I want to discuss today. So first, let's talk about if you're going to buy a house, why might you want to do it in terms of financial benefit? The first I will point out is the mortgage interest deduction. Now, what this means is if you're buying a home today, you can deduct interest of up to $750,000 of mortgage debt, or about half of that if you are married filing separately, which a bunch of people might be in light of student loan strategies. So you want to think about the married filing separately election as it relates to the mortgage interest deduction. Note that only $750,000 is deductible. So if you buy a house for $1.8 million and you have a huge interest payment, you take $750,000 divided by $1.8 million, whatever ratio that is the percentage of your mortgage interest, which is going to be deductible. So there's a nice deduction there, but it's not as much as you may expect, and certainly not all of the interest. But it is going to reduce your tax bill, assuming that is in excess of the standard deduction. Now, realistically, most physicians, whether single or married, are going to be itemizing their deductions. So the standard deduction, I think, is like $28,000 for a married filing jointly couple in 2023. Meaning, if you have itemized deductions in excess of 28 grand, you're going to itemize. Now, if you have mortgage interest that is, you know, a significant tens of thousands sum, you're almost guaranteed to itemize. In addition, if you've got state income taxes or property taxes, those are going to contribute towards that itemization threshold. So it is tax deductible. There is a meaningful benefit there. Does it, you know, fully counteract the problem of the amortization schedule, I'm not sure, but certainly run the numbers to see how this works for you. This is one of the things that we do for our clients in helping them evaluate a home purchase decision. An additional consideration is I was talking about the amortization schedule for a 30-year mortgage where a tiny, tiny little sliver of principal on the front end is paid each month. If you're not doing a 30-year, if you're doing a 15-year, for example, or a 10-year because you hate debt and you want to really aggressively pay off that mortgage, then the amortization schedule is very different. And a 15-year mortgage payoff is going to pay principal much more quickly than a 30-year payoff. And so the calculus does change. And I'm less against, I guess you could say, this idea of burning money on mortgage interest if you're on a 15-year amortization schedule. Now, historically, you know, 3, 4, 5 years ago, you kind of would be dumb to not, well, let me say it this way. Rates are very low, so it would behoove a borrower to basically pay back their debt over the longest period of time possible, mathematically speaking. A 15-year or a 30-year, some of them are in the 2 to 3% range back a few years ago. At this time, we're looking at a more 6 to 7% range. And so there is still a benefit to shortening the term, but in the past where getting 3% on a 30-year was a great deal, now if you're doing a 30-year, it might be 7%. That's a little bit different as you're approaching sort of the long-term expected return of the stock market. There's a more meaningful trade-off there. So all that is to say, the deductibility of mortgage interest up to $750,000 is something you should think about if you're going to buy a house. A second financial benefit of a home purchase is that your property taxes are deductible. So now whether or not this really applies to you, it depends on what state you're living in. There's what's known as the SALT cap, S-A-L-T, that's state and local tax. And local taxes would be local wage taxes in addition to your property taxes. There's a SALT cap in terms of the federal deductibility of $10,000. So if you, like me, live in a terrible tax jurisdiction of Multnomah County in Oregon, which is Portland City, you've got your 9.9% state income tax. You've got a couple other local wage taxes. And, you know, it could be anywhere from another 1 to 3.5% for the municipality. Plus, you've got property taxes if you own a home. So you're certainly going to be way maxed out. In that context, buying a house and paying property taxes probably isn't going to help you because you're already maxed out on the state income tax. If you live in Texas or if you live in Tennessee or if you live in Nevada or any of these other no state income tax states, then it may be beneficial if you don't have a local tax in particular because you're not paying a state tax. And so the property tax may be deductible. And so that is another tax write-off that's going to help you. You're still paying money. You know, if you pay $10,000, you only get a $3,000 or $4,000 benefit. You're better off not paying any of that, all things being equal. But if you're going to pay a $10,000 property tax bill, there is a deduction you get at the federal level. Another financial benefit of homeownership that warrants mentioning is the fact that a primary residence is a protected asset. It's a little bit of a different type of asset in terms of investments. And a primary residence, I don't think, is an investment. I was having lunch with some friends on Sunday, and they were talking about, yeah, buying a home is an investment. And I didn't immediately like jump on there with my CFP brain, but I was thinking, it's not really an investment because you're going to continue to improve that home. And you're not really buying it for financial reasons. In most cases, you're buying it because you want a place to exist for yourself, for your family, and enjoy the psychological benefits of ownership of that parcel. But there is a unique financial benefit, which is that capital gains are excluded to a meaningful amount. So for a single taxpayer, $250,000 of gains are excluded. For a married couple, it's $500,000, meaning if you buy a house for $1 million, you don't do anything to it. You sell it for $1.5 million and you make $500,000, that $500,000 of gains, if you're married, is not taxable. It is excludable on your federal income taxes. If you have gains in excess of that, you're going to pay capital gains tax. If you own it for a short period of time, then it may be ordinary income. All this is to say that it warrants mentioning that the gains from a primary residence are a preferred type of gain in the eyes of the IRS, and they're going to be tax-free up to $250,000 or $500,000, respectively. One final financial benefit that I will mention is that a home equity line of credit is available to someone who has a home and has equity in that home. And there's both financial and non-financial benefits to having access to a home equity line. In addition, if you use that home equity line to improve your home, there is deductibility of the interest on the home equity line. So you obviously can't have a line of credit on a house if you don't own the house. This is another bit of financial flexibility that you are afforded if you are a homeowner. So as you're thinking about home ownership, if you should make a buy, these are some other benefits to be aware of. You know, you put take last week's episode and this week's episode, put them both on the scale, see how you feel about it. Talk to your spouse, your partner, whatever, your kids, and make an informed decision. And as always, definitely talk to a financial advisor who knows your circumstances, because this is not personal advice for you. These are general rules of thumb. Having said all that, thanks for listening. And thanks to our listeners this week who it's funny when I started out talking about how homeownership was not a good idea, that seemed to bring people out of the woodwork to say, hey, wait, you're not barely representing this. So thanks, listeners, for your feedback. And hopefully this conversation has brought balance to my perspective. And I will talk to you next week. If you liked what you heard this week, head on over to apmsuccess.com, where you can find more content and free resources to help you build a successful career in anesthesia and pain management. If you wanted to leave a review in iTunes, I'd also really appreciate it. Thanks for using some of your valuable time to join me today on APM Success.